Governor Larry Hogan is expected to deliver his annual State of the State address tomorrow, highlighting some of his priorities for the General Assembly's current legislative session. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that today, Democratic leaders in the legislature announced their major priorities.
In November, Maryland voters overwhelmingly opted to re-elect Hogan, a Republican. But Democrats also retained their supermajority in the legislature, even adding a few Democrats to the House of Delegates. Senate President Mike Miller says that gives elected leaders in Annapolis a sort of dual mandate.
We're going to work with the governor. The governor wants some tough crime bills. We're happy to work with him on his issues, but guess what? He's going to have to compromise in terms of working men and working women.
To that end, at the top of Democrats' list is a $15 minimum wage, something that has been unsuccessful in Annapolis for several years, but has until now lacked leaders' full support.
Folks, it's time has come.
Prince George's County Delegate Derek Davis is chair of the House Economic Matters Committee, which is scheduled to hear the bill next week.
We have working families out there every day trying to send the kids to school, meeting the mortgage, and yet they are still choosing between basic necessities. A state as wealthy as Maryland, among the top five wealthiest in the nation, we can do better and we will do better.
Democrats are also backing the creation of a watchdog to review prescription drug prices and keep costs down. And they plan to increase the child care tax credit, something Senate Finance Chairwoman Dolores Kelly, who represents part of Baltimore County, says hasn't been updated in 20 years.
If we're trying to worry about wages for working families and middle-class families, it won't do any good if just to have the kids properly cared for takes almost everything the family has.
She says Maryland child care prices are among the highest in the country. On non-economic issues, House Majority Leader Kathleen Dumé says one of Democrats' top priorities is banning 3D printed guns and what are called ghost guns.
I mean, ghost guns are something you can order off the internet, and as long as the kit will only create 80% of the gun, it's legal. And you can then go to a gun store and buy whatever other little part you need for that other 20%. These guns are not regulated, untraceable, no serial numbers.
Among health-related priorities, the Democratic leadership is backing a major priority of the Maryland Legislative Black Caucus, raising the legal age to buy cigarettes to 21. Davis, the Economic Matters chair, says the data speak for themselves.
7,500 adults yearly in Maryland, and Maryland alone, will die because of cigarette smoking. 1,900 more annually, 1,900 kids annually will become addicted to smoking. 95% of adult smokers begin before the age of 21.
In environmental priorities, Davis says the caucus is supporting a statewide styrofoam ban. Several jurisdictions around the state, including Baltimore City, already banned the material. Democrats also say they will seek more money for public schools and health insurance coverage protections for people with pre-existing conditions. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.